Halloween is upon us. And for some folks, the most terrifying thing isn't some ghoul or goblin or the prime minister in blackface. The thing that scares them the most is wearing a costume.
Some folks just can't seem to make up their mind on what to wear. Is a vampire Spider-Man costume sexy enough?
And is it gonna get me laid? Today, comedian Matt Brown joins us to look at the fear and loathing over wearing costumes and other types of Halloween procrastinations.
Plus, 90s soul pop diva Cece Peniston says Lizzo's juice is mopping up her yayas from her song, Finally.
Is Pete Buttigieg having an affair with Facebook evil tycoon Mark Zuckerberg?
Cher says she's getting treatment for her dyslexia.
And happy anniversary to our cute dog, Jesse. It's been 6 years since we brought home our lovable pup. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Okay.
Madonna wants you to wake up.
I'm awake, Madonna.
Don't make me do my new Madonna bit on here.
Hashtag wake up.
Because it could happen.
What?
Sheeple, wake up.
You have bits?
Oh, yeah. I have a new Madonna Kris Jenner bit. Can you turn my, like, earphones
on? Oh, yeah, you're not on at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You need to sit your ass down, Mr. Jesse.
Jesse, sit your black ass down.
You need to sit your ass down.
Yeah, your ass is black. It needs to sit down.
His ass is white.
No, the top part of it that I can see right here is black.
Okay. We're talking about our dog, Jesse.
No, because this is funny, because I was just telling one of my friends, they were talking about something crazy that happened to them at a party, and this was, like, between classes, because I have a night class with, like, a 15-minute break in the middle, and I said, no, that never happens to me. I just have the voice in the back of my head that always says, take your black ass home, take your black ass home, take your black ass home, and she was like, I wish I had that. So, yeah, that's why I was wondering.
The black ass or the voice?
Well, I mean, the voice is telling me to get my black ass home, and so that's why I was wondering if Jesse's ass was black, because then he might have the same voice.
He does like to come home, but when he comes home, he always expects a treat.
Oh, okay. Okay, he's like my niece. She's 4, and she won't do anything unless you give her fruit snacks.
Mm. All right, folks. Halloween is just a week away, and a lot of you guys are frozen, terrified, yes, in fear of not what ghouls you'll encounter on Halloween night, but of the thought of putting on a costume. For a lot of people, mm-hmm, and Americans, they are terrified and anxious about wearing a costume. Today, we're going to be talking about the fear of Halloween costumes and Halloween procrastinators, mm-hmm, and why you might want to or not want to wear a Halloween costume. Our guest is comedian
Miss Matt Brown.
Miss Matt Brown, who's black, talented, gay, and hilarious.
Ass is in this room. I let you say all the real curse words. Hilarious, talented, you know, all the real dirty words, and then I just came in and said ass.
And
that was my talent. Yeah, that was my
talent. What are you going for Halloween?
Yes, this year for Halloween, because I'm one of those people who sort of gets, like, intimidated by the costume a little bit, because I grew up very Southern Baptist, so I didn't do Halloween for a long time. Oh, yeah, no, none of that.
Because Halloween is the devil.
Well, it's just, it's like dancing and playing cards.
So for Christian fundamentalists or people who have grown up in a very traditional or very conservative, mm-hmm, household, the idea of dressing up as anything other, mm-hmm, than biblical characters is wrong.
Well, now they do something called Jesus-ween, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times they will sort of, like, do, like, this is, like, their intro to nativity, right, scene. Like, they'll sort of do, like, some sort of scene. You know, maybe him just carrying the cross, like, half the stations. Like, you know, just get him halfway there.
Jesus-ween is the nightmare before Christmas. Literally.
It's literally
the worst way to celebrate Halloween.
But, because they just don't want you to dress up like a ghost or, like, the devil or anything. Because, like, we are supposed to believe that our spirit, that, you know, we're Christians and, you know, our souls have been, you know, paid for. And so our spirits are good and they don't do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They don't go to, you know, a ghost town.
They're not stuck behind a veil. Yeah.
We don't go to Scaryville because all our stuff's taken care of.
So what are you dressing up?
For years, actually, for 3 years in a row, my Halloween costume was Steph Curry, the basketball player, because all I had to do was put on a jersey because he's just light skinned and great. And this year, actually, I've decided to change it up. Uh-huh. I am going to be Tiger Woods for Halloween.
So
this year.
mask.
All I needed to buy was a polo shirt, and I'm borrowing Mark Fillion's golf club here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mark, where did you find a golf club?
I found it in the alley.
Well, why? And I gotta tell you, listeners,
he says the same thing when I asked him where he met Fausto. I found him in the alley.
That's actually where my father found me in a dumpster. But I picked up the golf club, and I'm this Latino. I have no idea how to play golf, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I don't think I'm holding it right.
And then we had to call 911 and get it out of your ass. Like, you had no idea what to do with it.
Well, I found it in the alley, and I don't remember why exactly I brought it into the house, but I'm just like, well, I'll put it here in the corner in case I have any podcast guests that get a little out of hand or a little crazy.
You know.
And I could just, because you just never know.
You never know. Someone's got to get their ass beat every now and then.
Hold on a second.
Or else it's not a real podcast.
There you go.
You actually have a physical weapon you could defend yourself hanging in the corner.
Yes. Hidden.
Yeah, because you never know. You interview straight people.
You never knew it was there, right?
How long has it been there?
It's been there probably maybe 2 years.
There have been times.
He probably has like $5,000 hidden throughout the apartment. There's probably a kid. There's a wife. Like, there's probably so much shit you don't know about if there's a hidden golf club.
One time, Mark got himself some candy, and I said, where'd you buy that candy? He's like, I had some money stored away.
Mm-hmm. No, my grandma used to do that. She would hide ones and fives and like books and shit. Mm-hmm. When she died and like we cleaned out the house and stuff, there's like $600 in her library.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, we went to McDonald's.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you dressing up for then, Mark?
I still haven't decided.
Really?
Oh, my God. Really? Terrible. I have parties to go to on Saturday, but I do have Friday off, so okay. That's really great.
Okay, so you have a day to like plan and think about things.
Exactly.
Because like, you can do Madonna with the eye patch. It's very low maintenance.
That is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some red lipstick and an eye patch.
Not everyone is ready to the future. Oh, not everybody's coming from the past.
Oh, poor Madonna. Poor, poor lost. Okay,
that's Madonna without autotune, by the way.
Exactly. That poor girl. If she was like someone you knew in like your actual life, like she, mm-hmm. if she was like your sister Donna, who is 58 and from Michigan, and she suddenly bought 4 black children and moved to Portugal, you'd call somebody. Okay. You'd call the police. You'd call Child Protective Services. You'd be like, I think Donna lost her mind. Mm-hmm. This isn't okay. She's collecting these black children like old Jewish women in Florida collect chihuahuas. This is not okay.
Listen, those kids love their mother and they're very, very sweet kids. And I think, so she's doing for all Madonna's fuck ups, she's not fucking up being a mom.
And I think that the cost of living in Portugal is super cheap. Plus it's a much easier
flight. She has $500 million.
I know, but it's easier to fly. Like if you're there, like in Morocco, you can just hop on a plane and go into Malawi and get more kids. So it's easy.
I think she like goes to like drugstores in Africa, like buys all the condoms or places them with business cards with her phone number and leaves. Like, I'll adopt your baby. Well, let me fly with my comfort pet anymore, so I have to have African children. That's what I think it is.
In Portugal, too, they legalize drugs or decriminalize them, so you can like buy heroin.
So she has 5 kids and a needle in her arm. I'm in.
I want to get adopted by Madonna.
This sounds like South Bend, Indiana so far.
No offense to my parents, but if Madonna said, hey, Fausto, I want to adopt you. You know, Guy Ritchie Madonna.
2004 Madonna.
I'd be like, yeah, let's do it, girl.
What celebrity would you actually want to adopt you? Because if we're actually going to be like legitimate here, like if we're going to go there, I would want like the actual celebrity royal parents. Like I want like fucking Princess Grace and like, what was the guy's name? Ranier in Monaco. Mm-hmm. Like I want to be a fucking, I want to be the prince of a casino, a country made out of casinos.
Wait a minute, honey. you know why Princess Grace got married?
Why?
Why?
Because Monica was bankrupt and she brought money into
really?
That.
Really?
Yes. That's part of the thing.
I didn't know that.
Yes, baby. You can watch it on YouTube.
Because I just thought that was a country built out of casinos. Like it was like Las Vegas.
Monica
but like
was
with
hurting
Texas.
For money. And when Princess Grace got married, there was, you know.
She came with a dowry.
For the young gays, Google that. You'll be way smarter by the end.
So what do you guys make about people when you run into somebody who's like has a lot of Halloween anxiety? That they're actually scared to celebrate Halloween or put on a costume. You know, I mean, as gay men, we've all encountered people going, you do drag? Oh, I could never do that. I'm like, bitch, have you ever not worn a costume ever in your entire life?
Not once.
I know you dressed up as Bert and Ernie as a kid, so don't tell me that wasn't a little drag show.
Those two queens.
So, you know, I think psychology today which is one of those magazines you read at the dentist's office when you're waiting to get your drilled and filled, put out an article about why people, reasons you should consider doing it.
Okay, why should we put
on by the way, I'm going to be going as a Spider-Man, Dad Bod Spider-Man from...
Dad Bod Spider-Man?
From Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. So I'm going as the, like, the
washed out.
The washed out.
Okay.
The
old
bloated.
The old we love that. Yeah. Okay, so, like, you're not going to work out for 2 weeks.
I have to be, like... Done and done?
Okay. Because, like, what I think you should do is, like, start with, like, the Rip Superman and then just, like...
Spider-Man.
Whatever. Honey, it's all the same fucking shit. If you still read a comic book or play a video game and your balls have dropped, I'm done with you. But you want to be Spider-Man or whatever, there should be a reveal through the middle of the party where you just, like, let your gut out.
Oh, there's,
like,
a reveal.
Like, halfway through, it's honey, like, okay.
That's not the big middle of the party. It's the beginning of the party.
We just start with the stomach.
And that's the thing about it is, like, if you want to work with the body you have, your body is an extension of the costume. And if you look good in that, or if you feel like an extension of who you are, if you're a bear, dressing up as a Goldilocks and the Three Bears is a really fun thing to do.
Yeah. And not everyone looks as good in a corset as I do. So, like, know your lane.
You have nice tits.
Oh!
Okay, so they say dress up in a costume for the sheer enjoyment of the experience.
Absolutely.
It's fun to have a fantasy. And sometimes on Halloween, you can explore your fantasy.
Why do your fantasies involve Lady Bunny? Because that was your Lady Bunny voice.
You can show off your creativity.
Girl.
You can even try on a new identity and fit in with your circle of friends.
You could make a friend, girl. I don't know. I think one of the most fun things about a Halloween party is coordinating your costume with your other friends. Because me and two of my friends were going to go as the Three Witches of Hocus Pocus. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was really hard finding, like, a Sarah Jessica Parker dress for me. Like, it was hard. It was getting hard to find a pilgrim and, like, a woman's large extra long. So I had to move on.
See, one Halloween, I had to do a racist intervention. And part of it was a friend of mine who was walking dangerously close to doing blackface.
Okay, how close is dangerously close? Like, did they, like, have the bronzer on the brush ready? Like, how close
were they? Well, she had dressed herself up as an Egyptian mummy.
Okay.
And she had colored her skin gold.
Okay.
And then she was wearing, like, a pharaoh's outfit. Okay. And I'm like... this probably might cause problems for you on social media. So let's instead take the pharaoh costume off and put you in a gold bikini. Cause of course she has a gold bikini cause she's that kind of gal.
Mm-hmm. Ex stripper.
And she's ex stripper.
Current stripper.
And current and ex, you know, and
future stripper.
And I said, you're going to be the dead woman in Goldfinger. You know,
okay,
which is one of those iconic film looks.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, you are a goddess. You are gorgeous.
So basically, instead of keeping the gold on her face, we just put it gently all over.
She, from head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she was, you know, killed by beauty of gold.
Oh, we love that. We love that.
And she wore a golden wig and stuff like that and sunglasses to make her look literally, like, fucked up, you know, and it was a great look. And part of it is, like, you know, I think sometimes with friends don't let friends drunk blackface.
I mean, I think sometimes friends let friends do drunk blackface, take pictures, don't let them leave the house and say, what you gonna do now? I don't think blackface is against my rules. Blackmail is not. Okay. So you gotta know what you're doing.
Like, you're buying me frozen yogurt, or I'll post those pictures of you.
It's called forever yogurt for a reason.
Yeah.
Forever asshole. Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever you do, Mark, you know, make sure it's culturally sensitive.
Can you do, like, a black George Washington? Like, just blackface for no reason. Just black for face for no reason. Just, like, any outfit you want, but then just, like, their African-American cousin.
Well, it's like you can wear vampire fangs on anything and just kind of makes you look like a hillbilly most of the time. Oh,
which I'm down for as well. Hi, what's your name? Billy Joe. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going for Halloween? Trump supporter. Like, whatever. Like, wear overalls.
Oh my God. Would that be a good Halloween costume?
I think possibly. Like, so long as you don't wear the actual hat, because then you're like giving them money and stuff. But I think just to go, or just like as a general redneck costume, because a lot of rednecks don't vote and they don't want to be counted in the Trump supporter category. They want to be counted as a completely separate level of stupid. And that's fine.
I should have got a t-shirt that says Women for Trump, and I have like one of those high heels on it. Go and drag
a people. You know, if you really want to scare people, you should go as Jussie Smollett.
Oh God, please. And then he has
with the news.
But then he has to find two Nigerian guys. Then he has to find two Nigerian guys with bottles of bleach.
Yeah. Mm.
It'll be a lot of work.
I'm sure you know somebody.
But they're for me.
We're gonna reenact this Jussie Smollett.
Are you guys okay?
In my bedroom.
Oh, please.
Are you guys okay with when you have a friend who says, I'm not wearing a costume and I'm not going to be selling any hell?
I'm that friend.
You just don't hang out with them.
I'm that friend.
You hang out with them before Halloween.
No, I literally got asked to do two different Halloween shows and I'm like, I think I'd probably be a lot more fun in November.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay. And so I'm doing
it. Really? You were just like flat out refusing it?
Yeah. No, someone wanted me to like dress up in some like unrelated costume. And I'm like, no. And then
wait, as a stand-up comedian, they were asking you to be part of a comedy showcase that takes place the week of Halloween.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to wear a costume on stage, even though they would provide you with a costume.
No, well, no, that was a separate thing. That one was a Halloween, but that was still October. It was a different costume thing. And I'm just like, I think I'm funnier as me. And then the other thing was like, to do a costume on stage, it's like, I'm funny because I want to be me. If I'm funny as a character, to me, that's different than stand up. So I'd rather do something else.
I think you have a lot of charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
My cunt stinks.
Yes. And I think, you know, taking advantage of all the assets that God gave you, costumes are great of way of magnifying. As Billy Porter says, give a little something to play what you already have.
You got to play with all the crayons there.
I just want to have perky tits.
But don't have the perky tits.
Have perky tits.
I'll do my best. I'll buy them.
Is it true to you as a person? Does it get you excited? You know, to me, I'm like, I'm going to get so much dick dressed up as Spider-Man.
He always acts as though he's going to get laid on Halloween.
He cuts a little hole in the back. He never
gets laid on Halloween.
That's what you think.
Well, I don't ever see it.
I hide the dick from you, girl.
Well, the thing about it is, like,
I'm a rest stop queen, girl.
When you're dressing up, to me, it's like the fun thing about the Halloween costumes is a chance to flirt as a different person or in that character. Mm-hmm. You know,
what is it about Halloween that makes people really horny? Is it because it's a separation of life and death and
it's freedom to be somebody else?
I think everyone thinks like if it's a holiday or they're on vacation, it doesn't count.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I think everyone just has in their head. I was in Vegas. It's different. Like, everyone's got like that. It was Christmas. It's fine. Like, it was Halloween. Like, everyone just does stupid shit when they're drunk at a holiday party.
I mean, how are you when you go on vacation versus where you live in the town, you know, the town exactly. You live in? It's like Halloween is a vacation from your own existence. Basically. And so for a lot of people, it's like, it's terrifying because they're uncomfortable in letting go of their identity. And for other people, they want every day to be Halloween, and they're always seeking some excuse to act out.
Well, you know, all the old John Waters, like the Dreamland, all of his people, they would always buy the Halloween costumes on November 1st when they were like a dollar and shit and then just wear them as clothes. That was their move in like 1959 Maryland.
We want to know from you guys who are listening to the show, what are you planning on wearing for Halloween? Record yourself an audio and mail it to us, mail@feastoffun.com, and we'll play it on the show. Just give us your first name, where you're recording yourself. So a lot of your smartphones have like a voice memo option. And I started seeing that like radio stations are doing this. I was like, we could totally do this.
Yeah.
We have the technology.
Yeah, we have the power.
You're very good with the computer, Fausto.
And so if you guys want to send it, you know, hear yourselves on the show, mail make us something cool. Like, make it short. Don't make it. Don't make me work.
Add some special effects.
This is not a voicemail to your sister-in-law in Boca Raton. We don't need details.
You're like, hi, my name is David. I live in Boca Raton. I'm going as a slide whistle for Halloween.
Or if you call and you're like, hi, Fausto, I just want to tell you, Tammy, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm on the phone. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know how important your show is to me. And I swear to God, if you just, like, I really don't do that. Don't do that. We all love you, but only so much.
I'm always curious to know more about the listeners, and the listeners are like an extended family, an extended circle of friends for us. So we want to hear from you. Mail@feastoffun.com. Send us your audio. Mark, you know what is happening at the end of the month besides Halloween?
It's our anniversary. It's our wedding. When we got our dog 6 years.
Oh my gosh.
We picked Jesse out on October 31st. Isn't that wonderful?
You got him at a pumpkin patch.
Well, no, we got him at a kennel, but his name was Barnaby. He was like underweight.
We had to stop all of that.
Yeah. It needed to change.
Yeah.
And we saw him and Foster said, that dog looks like you. I think we're going to take it home.
Underweight. Literally, it was nurtured.
I saw a photo and then we met him and we're like, there's no other dog. Mm-hmm. And part of it is like, you know, I wanted a dog that looked like he and I could jump boxcars and go hitchhiking across America.
You want to be like one of those ratty kids from a Mark Twain book?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like my, my little hobo dog. And
if you don't get your Huckleberry like Honduras ass away from me, I'm so done with you.
And, you know, I can see him like, you know, sitting by a campfire, howling at the moon, you know, eat some beans from a can.
But we never dress Jesse up for Halloween
because he's too busy being a hobo in Fausto's imagination.
Yeah. That is not
he's
true.
Occupied.
We put a little Mexican hat and we called him a dog Delano. Adore Delano did not appreciate that.
I showed her a picture and she just looked at it like, I don't think she likes dogs.
I don't think she likes anything.
She wasn't liking it.
She hasn't been in a good mood since her second episode on American Idol. Remember you tell me you love me, baby? Remember how she used to sing back in the day when she was like an 11-year-old faggot? Oh, I miss it. I miss 19-year-old Danny Noriega. Adore is great, but 19-year-old Danny with the fake nails and the flip hair.
Because you grew up with him.
Yeah,
I wasn't aware of him really until...
No, because I was watching American Idol with my mom, and she's just like, I think that boy's a little funny. Like, that was my memory.
And you're like, I'm a comedian, too.
It was like, yeah, same thing, same job.
Well, it's also our wedding anniversary, so we would never forget. Our wedding certificate is on October 31st.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got Jesse 6 years ago, and then when did you get married?
I did 5 years ago.
So you got so you're a whore, and you had the baby before you got married because you're a slut.
Well, we'd been living in sin almost for 15 years. You know?
That didn't mean you had to have unprotected sex with a dog. But here we are.
I mean, don't call my husband a dog.
I mean, Jesse's hairier than both of you, honestly. It's quite disconcerting for him to be your biological son.
He's a wonderful dog to hold naked.
I don't really need to think about it.
He doesn't wear any clothes.
He's
nude all the time.
I can imagine.
You look naked right warm. Now.
He looks great in red bottoms.
But, you know, it's kind of hard to imagine our life without Jesse. And mm-hmm. I never thought that I would live to see the day that we could legally get married. And it's a really wonderful.
Legally own a dog.
And legally own a dog.
Yeah.
You know, so.
They've been taking away all our rights for so long.
They're trying to, but not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Not today, Satan. So
we'll see what the Supreme Court says. Do we have any word on when that ruling is going to be on whether they can fire us for being gay?
They've been able to do that in 25 states for the longest time anyway. Why are we afraid today? That's been like legal in half the country for like the longest time. Don't start tweaking out just because Fox News told you to.
Part of it is that it can use that. If they judge very broadly, they can use that to actually undo marriage equality.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is like it could be a huge setback in LGBTQ equality. And, you know, that's why. But everybody was like, I didn't vote for Hillary because I have principles. I'm like, well, this is what you get.
Mm-hmm. See, this just reminds me of like all those old lesbians who are like, I never wanted equality anyway. I never wanted to look a straight motherfucker in the eyes again. Like, okay, I'm starting to see your logic. I'm starting to understand, Merle. Mm-hmm. I understand.
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's definitely a lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of people are going to get hurt. And I hope that the Supreme Court rules wisely, as somebody said. Humanely. they're not judging, they're ruling not on our humanity but on theirs and how they treat LGBTQ people.
There you go. But while we still have the rights and stuff, if anyone wants to gay marry me, my Instagram is Matt Brown Comic, and if your credit score is 680 and like you're smooth, let's talk.
What is your credit score?
Oh, I am deep in the 700s. I'm take care of
so
my shit.
So you're good.
I'm good. I take care of
girl,
my shit.
Girl, let's take out a loan. Yeah.
I do not trust comedians who don't like children and comedians who are bad with money. You can't be a freelancer and then just spend your money willy-nilly like an asshole. That's not how this works. Not at all.
Well, you have a full-time job, though, too, don't you?
I have a part-time job, and I'm in school, and I do comedy, and I freelance music consult, and I suck dick in the alley. Uh-huh. I get a lot of money a lot of places.
Oh, music consultant. Eh?
Yes. Yes, actually. I just did this really, really fun video that's been, like, semi-successful on the internet. Can you handle it, Fausto? Mm-hmm. Can you handle it? Yeah, no.
You haven't told me about this yet.
Yeah, I was talking to Mark, but you were busy, I don't know, doing other things.
Masturbating.
I hope. I mean...
with chocolate ice cream.
Because I wasn't sure which one of us was moaning, so like I wasn't really, it was always one of us. But anyway,
it's so big.
That's our Trixie and Katya thing that we do. We just moan at each other. But the video,
who's that?
Get out of my face. You never heard of either of them? No. Neither of those blonde whores? Not either of them. But no, this video that I did, it's on YouTube. Just search I Love Aretha Franklin, because that's the name of the channel. Yeah. I co-created it with that channel. Basically, I wrote all the material, and it's this video called Explained, where we get into, it's a half hour docu-short, and we basically get into like Aretha Franklin from like 1962 to like the end of her career in terms of how the voice changed, what inspired certain shifts, like what was age, what was smoking, what was wear and tear and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Get into all of it over time.
This is like an analysis. Mm-hmm.
It's super deep. It's super nerdy. Like, there is such a big community of like vocal nerds on YouTube. There are so many videos that get 100,000 views so fast. So many things, because people are really into it. And I trained to be an opera singer for like 7.5 years. So like, that's like my education. So it's super cool to do music consulting now and sort of get back into like helping people make content that's about that sort of stuff.
Well, let me ask you this, because my friend shared this. CC Peniston, you know, who's a
well known in our world. Well, in our world, in
finally, it's happened to me right in front of my face, and I just cannot hide it. From Priscilla, Queen of the Desert soundtrack,
just cannot hide it.
And it was a huge song. Most drag queens know how to lip sync the song. Everybody knows that.
If you did drag in the 90s,
hey. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And her career basically now is just going to gay clubs and singing, or to gay like festivals and singing, okay. I think for the most part.
Our money's still green.
Mm-hmm. It's a living.
So she shared on Instagram a video, and it said, Bendaworld sent me this video, and this is a clear example of hashtag copyright infringement. CC Peniston versus Lizzo Beaton. Y'all check this out. And by the way, I love her music. And then she did a bunch of hashtags. So you tell me, does this sound like she is, did Lizzo copyright infringe upon Ms. CC Peniston?
Okay.
Here we go.
That's Juice. And that's Finally. Can we hear Juice again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same beat.
So you're saying Nana or Yeah Yeah?
I'm saying Yeah Yeah. I think they're very similar beats. Mm-hmm. I think Lizzo's is a little higher, and I think Lizzo's a little faster. Mm-hmm. And I think tempo can honestly really, really change the way your ear picks stuff up big time. But ultimately, I would say those are pretty similar.
I think Lizzo's going to be writing a check to CC Peniston.
Or like, I don't know, like adding like a sample credit, and then like
she's gotta pay, honey. Maybe she's making money.
Let her open for her on the road.
Maybe
2 gigs. Biloxi.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were telling me the other day that somebody had sampled a song, and so they just wrote a check, and that was the end.
Yes. It was Mariah Carey's Emotions supposedly sounds exactly like whoa, whoa, best of my love. When the
you got the best of my emotions. Love, oh, baby.
Like, it's basically, it's the same chords, just played backwards. It's the same chords backwards.
Yeah.
And Marco gave you a B. Mark just gave you a B. B. Arthur glare, just like full on Vera Charles glare. But so it's basically the same song backwards. And so Mariah just cut them a check for like $500,000 in 1991, and she's like, "Oh, hey," and just moved on with her life. I love how Mariah Carey's from Long Island and invented that fake Kardashian voice. Don't you love that shit? Don't you love that shit?
Fake voice?
Well, because like now it's sort of back to like the darling. Like now she sounds like Kathleen Turner again, which I think is like authentic. I think that's real because I think she probably smokes and drinks like a coal miner.
I don't know. Just Mariah Carey's name doesn't really pop up until the Christmas season
because she's and it's about to happen
doing some fucked up shit around the holidays.
She's about to make my wish come true. She's gonna be in Vegas for like 2 months straight. We're all gonna die.
For one time, I was doing this Christmas lip sync medley in a drag act, which everybody loves.
Oh yes.
I'm using Mariah Carey's good version and her croaking version and mixing it together. So I'm like losing my voice on stage and people think it's so funny.
It is. It is.
Make my wish come true.
Because what people do not understand, especially from the gay, from at least the perspective of like a gay artist, I will make fun of you like you're an asshole and then also venerate you like you're the Pope at the same fucking time.
Oh, like your love for Pete Buttigieg and his husband, Chasten.
Oh, no. Fuck both those faggots. Both of them.
Are they
both
fucking Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, can we get into that story?
So Pete Buttigieg is been revealed that he's been having secret meetings with Facebook tycoon Mark Zuckerberg.
Now, are we sure this isn't the same as like the Elizabeth Warren's having an affair with a 21-year-old? Like, are we sure?
I don't know what's going on.
The 21-year-old's Native American.
Like reducing Pete Buttigieg into his sexuality. And, you know, Facebook was co-founded by an openly homosexual person whose name I don't remember.
His name's Faggot.
He's watching great things.
Yeah. He's the one with the bleached hair, and then suddenly everyone knows. He's probably wearing Aaron Schock's pink belt from that one photo.
His name is Chris Hughes.
Okay, that, again.
And he looks like he could be one of those, you know, melted ice cream gays.
Oh, he's another one of those ugly motherfuckers with no facial features.
Here, you want to look at the photo?
Okay, wait, let's
stand up over here.
Okay. We're going to educate. This is the prime of Miss Jean Brody.
This is Chris Hughes right here.
He looks like Julian Assange if he took a shower. What is that? He has like Florence Henderson.
The microphone.
Okay. No, because this guy, he looks like Julian Assange if he took a shower. He has Florence Henderson hair without the flip. He just has like the bangs and then like the almost rat tail in the back. It's very disconcerting.
And he's very, very rich.
I'm sure he could buy me and sell me, and he probably has little children in Cambodia. But that's neither here nor there.
Kinda wish that Chris Hughes was a cocaine addict.
He probably is. Look at his skin. He's on something.
Woo. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of like you look at his social media and stuff like that. He's kind of boring.
Well, do you ever like look at somebody like you see someone in person? Like I bet in person that guy is scary looking. They tell you like, "You're only 37. Like it's like their entire face is a broken capillary. And it's like, "You've been on drugs for 15 years. You have not put down the wine bottle for a day." Like you can just tell.
Hydrate, baby.
Health.
I just breathe.
I smoke cigarettes and put on eye cream. That's just, you just do them both at the same time.
Do you eat with your mouth open?
No. That was discouraged by my entire. Oh, how dare you? Oh, how dare that sound? You?
I have a cousin. One of my cousins. He's kind of a Donald Trump kind of person. He's a Trump supporter.
Okay.
He's Puerto Rican and a Trump supporter. Figured that one out. And when he grew up with his mother bringing him his dinner on a tray so he could watch MTV and play video games.
His mother should have beat his ass.
She did the best she could with the limited knowledge and wits that she had. His mother did cocaine in the 80s.
Oh, she was busy. She was busy.
Okay. So anyways, because he wasn't eating, grew up as a kid, not around a lot of people. He eats as an adult. And I'm like, what?
That's repulsive.
Can you close your mouth?
How does somebody have sex with him? How is anybody? How
well,
does he take
a single that for a reason?
Because how could a woman ever like go to dinner with him and then like survive it? No, that shit was incredibly discouraged by my entire family. My table manners are solid. Okay. I'm vulgar, but my table manners are fucking solid because I remember this vividly. I would have been like 5. And so my sister would have been like probably 14 or whatever. Yeah. She invited a couple friends home from high school, like over to like study or whatever at home. They were having dinner with us. And this one girl chewed with her mouth open. My mom didn't say a word. My mom, she just got up from the table, went to the landline in the kitchen and said, hello. Yeah, Mr. Bailey, you need to come get your daughter. No, no, no. Nothing's wrong. No one's allowed to eat in my home with their mouth open. Yeah, no, no, no. You've got to come get her. I'll expect you here in 30 minutes. Thank you. Like, we no,
that's cold.
Not in my fucking house. Not in
your
my house.
Your mother is gangsta.
Yeah, we call her Sarge.
Holy shit.
We call her fucking Sarge.
She's not fuck with
no,
her.
No, no. It's just like, you need to leave now. That's fine, but you can leave. You don't have to be. You can be however you
Why
want.
Why didn't she just ask her to close her mouth?
Because
she's not raising other people's children.
And then also, if you're 15 years old and you still do that, you just need to go home. Like, there's no, just go home.
And so, how did this girl feel? Like, what was?
I didn't see her again for years. My sister was still friends with her, but I didn't see her at the house for like years. It was like 2 or 3 years. My God,
how humiliating.
I mean, she's happy now. She has a master's degree, but her teeth are still real fucked up. So, I mean.
Well, that's the thing is, like, for some people, they breathe through their mouth. Mm-hmm. And dentists say that it's the number one cause of tooth decay.
Yeah.
It's
not, really?
Not how much candy you eat or brushing your teeth and all that stuff.
It's your mouth breather.
It's your breathing through your mouth when you sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So now there's a product that you can get that tapes your mouth shut. That's like you're like a hostage.
But that's why they call hillbillies mouth breathers. And that's why their teeth fell out before there was ever soda. It has nothing to do with Mountain Dew. That's why they would say that in like 1900. It's because they're mouth breathers.
And I'm just like now really panicking. And I'm wondering if I'm a mouth breather.
Well, like, you know, the amount of things that people don't know, like I drool in my sleep. So I must have my mouth open. Me and my sister both fucking drool. It's bad.
Mm.
Do you like either of you do that?
I
drool, yes. Everybody drools.
I do catering, you know, part time, and I was at a gig and we had a lot of downtime. So I'm like, I found a little like quiet place to just kind of like lean up against and sit down. And I woke up and I was just like, I had drool coming down onto my shirt. And I was just like, oh, I hope nobody saw that.
Oh, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. I know. Listen, if you can ever find a quiet place at your job to take a nap mm-hmm. on your break, do it. Ain't no shame in Latin mm-hmm. America. Everybody does that, you know.
Finding a place at your job to go smoke weed is way yeah. harder and way more interesting, though.
Well, I don't know. It's like I'm very proud of it. I bring a pillow and an eye mask and a blanket and a teddy bear, and I just get into my car and you know, and I'm toasty warm, and I just take a nap.
And you just sleep in your car like you did in college.
Yeah.
You and Chasten, crying in a community college parking lot.
Chasten. Girl, so what do you make of Pete Buttigieg and Mark Zuckerberg's tryst?
I mean, does this mean we can say Mark Zuckerberg's openly gay now?
No, he's his wife. I don't know.
He's married.
He's got a wife and kids.
Does she have a flat chest? He still might be into men. Like, these are things you got to ask.
She's Chinese, I think, right?
I mean, anything could happen. Every now and then, you'll see a short Asian girl that's built like a short white girl. It's like, why do you have titties out to nowhere? Like, every now and then, it's just a random double F for no reason. My mom is built like that. 5'3", tits out to here. Just ungodly.
It's really weird, like, how some of these Facebook or, mm-hmm. you know, Silicon Valley tycoons have all this money. And they don't do shit with it.
Yeah, like they have the hottest wife in the best house, but they're still hideous. They don't get a new shirt. They don't wash their ass. They don't get a new pair of socks. They like, it's nothing. They were fine when they started. Everyone else had to change. Don't you love that male fucking ego?
Well, and then part of it, they're all like, you know, Steve Jobs was so smart. He wore a black turtleneck and jeans every day. I'm going to start doing that, but I'm going to be wearing a gray hoodie and some high tops. And you're just like, you look ridiculous.
I need
at least, you know, Bill Gates has clothes.
Yeah, well, he has Melinda.
Yeah,
well, you see, she's helping. Steve couldn't really hold on to a relationship because he's one of those assholes. He's like, I can build a computer, I don't need you. He like had no he hated his children.
And then
Steve Jobs not good with his kids at all.
Jeff Bezos looks like Lex Luthor from a Superman movie that hasn't been released yet.
He looks like a caterpillar, like mid pupa morphosis. So.
Jeff Bezos is probably one of the ugliest billionaires on the planet.
Oh yeah.
If you create a list of ugly billionaires, he would be on the top of that list.
You really think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is.
Have you seen some of the other billionaires?
Have you seen Oprah without makeup? I
Oprah, listen, if Jeff Bezos woke up with Oprah's money, he'd shoot himself.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Chris Rock's
right. Oh, in a minute. In
jump
a minute.
Out a window.
Oh, in a minute. Could you imagine $3 billion and then just like, it'll never be enough.
Well, that's the thing is like, you know, with all this talk about the Democratic primaries, all these billionaires are like crapping in their pants because the two of the top three Democratic front runners, mm-hmm. probably the next president of the United States, are saying, we're going to tax the fuck out of you. Warren mm-hmm. and Sanders are both mm-hmm. saying that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Joe Biden's like, where's my glasses?
He
oh,
doesn't know.
On my head.
He's like too busy trying to nurse the busted blood vessel in his eye. He like doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's a mess.
And this week, I guess Hillary Clinton was like, oh, there's this, you know, one of those Democratic candidates is probably going to become a third party. Yeah, she's probably. No, she didn't say she.
Asset.
Did she say she?
I think she just said they.
They are a Russian asset, blah, 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 blah. And then Tulsi Gabbard's like, I am not a Russian asset. She's like, girl, I didn't say your name, but if the shoe fits, woo! Wear it.
And people say that that is who Hillary was talking about.
After the fact, after yes. Tulsi freaked out and reacted, mm-hmm. then she said, well, as a matter of fact, it was you that I was thinking about. And I was like, and so the weirdest thing now is because people are equating support for Tulsi in their anger and frustration with Hillary. So you have these gay guys that are messaging me on mm-hmm. social media and being like, I loved it. And some of you, dear listeners, are Tulsi Gabbard supporters. I don't know mm-hmm. why. And Tulsi Gabbard is this, you know, she's this weirdo, moony, cult, right-wing cult, Hawaiian, vegan, surfer.
Well, isn't she like the one that's the one that's for peace the most, the one who wants to stop the wars and work towards
peace? On her own website, she's like, I'm a hawk when it comes to terrorists, and I want to see them all dead. And that's in her own words, not mine. And to me, I'm just like, that doesn't sound to me like somebody who wants to curb back on the military. That sounds like somebody who's, you know, had an experience in the military and has a different perspective mm-hmm. on it, but is definitely not somebody who wants to reduce military spending.
Military ain't getting no smaller in anybody's lifetime. I hate to, like, we can.
Well, that's a common thing with a lot of African Americans, and that happened on Saturday Night Live when they were having a panel mm-hmm. and
Kenan Thompson.
Is it Kenan Thompson? He says, it's like, ain't going to change. Nothing's going to change.
Nothing will be different.
Yeah. That was the whole punchline of the whole
thing. Because we know what's up. We know that everyone will song us and dance us. It's just like every guy that you met before Fail Show. You know, they always tell you, oh, yeah, it's just like, okay, no, this time, you know, it's just a real compromise. No, we're going to meet in the middle. No, they're just going to keep fucking you in the ass. Like, everyone says, like, no, this is the time that you're going to be the bigger person. This is the time it's going to get better. No, you're going to keep doing whatever the fuck you want.
That's why you got to listen to the Carpenters. You know, Karen Carpenter.
Yeah, she would tell me to take laxatives and stop eating.
She had a song. I think this is Burt Bacharach wrote this. Make believe it's your first time. Leave your sadness behind. Make believe it's your first time. And I'll
have
make
you never been mellow.
And I'll make believe it's mine.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Deep.
And when it comes to being betrayed by politicians, it is easy to be betrayed, you know, but it's like it's also a tool that corrupt politicians use to keep you from voting, from taking action. And listen, if you want to get rid of Trump, who gives lady astronauts the middle finger, mm-hmm. we're all going to have to, one, vote. Fight hard mm-hmm. for your favorite candidate, even if it's Tulsi Gabbard, in the primaries. And then whoever wins it, rotten or fair square, you got to knock on doors and get, God forbid, Joe Biden, mm-hmm. God forbid, Pete Buttigieg, but hopefully Warren or Sanders to become our next president.
We just need a really good riot. Like, I'm not talking like looting up a CVS. I mean, like going to these motherfuckers' houses. Like, because honestly, I really feel like the thing with the Republicans that has been that I've noticed so much over the past 3 years, they do the most outlandish, illegal, damaging, pernicious shit on television in plain sight with no consequence ever whatsoever. Ever. If someone just did so much as threw a brick through Kellyanne Conway's window, she might think about something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, she's not there anymore, I don't think. No. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if there was actually because remember when they're all like, a congressman tried to go to a Mexican restaurant and he was asked to leave and Sarah Huckabee Sanders was very upset by that. Like, if they just had to pay some sort of fucking social consequence, maybe they'd act differently, but they don't.
They don't.
They don't.
And then that's why we need to take action.
So when you do like a protest, we should go up to the North Shore up here, north of Chicago, Highland Park, have a riot or a protest up there rather than downtown Chicago.
Or if you're going to be in downtown, let's go to Streeterville.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gold Coast. Let's go to where the lawyers
are. One thing I want to go see is the Chicago Botanic Garden is in the process of having
a
night of 1,000 carved pumpkins. They're artisanal carved pumpkins here in Chicago. Ooh. It's $18. You got to get your ticket though in ahead of time. It's a nighttime event and there's food and wine and entertainment. And it's like Disneyland, but for carved pumpkins. Yeah.
If I buy 2 tickets, can I put a pumpkin in my ass?
You can put a pumpkin in your ass at any point in time.
Why should I wait for a holiday? You're right. Every day is Halloween.
You know, start off with a zucchini or a summer squash. Go up to a butternut.
Okay.
And then eventually go to acorn.
I was planning full seedless watermelon. That was my original ambition.
I'm so sorry. Watermelon season's over. Usually when you come here in the summer, I'm always like, here's watermelon. You're like,
yeah. And I just eat it like buckwheat and enjoy it. I do.
Okay.
I just say watermelon and I enjoy picking the sugar cane. I really do.
Mm.
Yeah. We have a friend who's black who's like one of those foods I will not eat in front of white people's watermelon.
Oh, I'll eat anything in front of anybody because you're giving it to me.
And I'm like, you know, watermelon's a really healthy, good. It's always like stuff that's good for you and helps you is the stuff that's like, you know, stigmatized.
Well, what if you were like, I'm never going to eat arroz con pollo in front of a white person. Like, okay.
I'll feed you arroz con pollo anytime you want.
Exactly. Honey.
I could use some right now. So you know it's good.
There you go.
So last year, 2018, they spent $9 billion on Halloween.
Who did?
Americans did. And that's slightly less than they spent in 2017 at $9.1 billion.
Damn. In the fall, people are always asking, when is daylight savings? When is daylight savings? Daylight savings would make sense to do it now, but the reason they do it the Saturday to the Sunday after Halloween is because there's so much more light to sell and to consume candy on Halloween night that the candy cartels lobbied and successfully won to move daylight savings after Halloween so they can make more money.
This sounds like one of those Hillary Clinton pizza parlor things. I don't buy it.
I'm telling you, look at the history of daylight savings. It used to happen before Halloween, and then the candy manufacturers lobbied the government to move it after Halloween.
I've never even
made a lot of money.
I bet. Mm-hmm. I mean, a week is like a big difference to a business.
So that's why, you know, I think Halloween this year lands on a Thursday. Right? So it'll be the daylight savings will be that Saturday night.
So to break down that like $9 billion that people spend is like 90% of Americans will spend money on candy. $2.6 billion on candy. Now, in our neighborhood here in Andersonville, they bus kids in. There's kids that come from all over the city to like come and trick or treat here. And one of our neighbors says that he buys about 2,000 items to give out to the kids because there's that many kids that come by. Faster complains like, this is real cheap candy. He's like, I had to buy 2,000 pieces. And like, they literally spend like some of these people like $700, $800, $900, $1,000 on the candy.
Can I share with you quickly an old black proverb?
What's that?
Fuck them kids.
And so about 75% of Americans will purchase some kind of holiday decoration at around $2.7 billion.
That's just for Halloween.
That's just, we're not,
not even, Thanksgiving,
not done yet.
Not even Christmas.
Okay. And then about 70% of Americans are dress up in costumes and they spent $3.2 billion on costumes.
Okay. So like, is there poll base, like people who subscribe to Architecture Digest and like investing in like stock? Like what the fuck?
No, this is financial.
This is everyone.
Like, this is from like, you know, Business Insider magazine kind of stuff.
Okay. Because this seems like, okay. So if your husband only invests in index stock now, what do you do on Halloween? That's who I feel like I'm talking to right now.
I just, you know, there's a lot of money to be made on Halloween, and Halloween is kind of like the second Christmas next to Christmas. It's the other holiday where people just spend tons.
I think all the holidays are fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. But like, I like that. I feel like Halloween, it's not necessarily second Christmas. I think it's gay Christmas because we don't always have families, but bitch, we got an outfit.
Okay, guys, we're going to I'm going to read you guys some quotes here.
Okay.
And for our quotes of the week so far. I hope you suck a dick tonight and happy Halloween.
That's so sweet.
Elvira? Wait, am I supposed to guess who said this?
I guess we can guess. Sure. I just thought it'd be funny to do it this way.
That reminds me of an
old... We're doing it backwards. So
that reminds me of an old Joan Rivers joke where she's like, I don't understand why you wouldn't be called a cocksucker. If you're a gay man of a certain age, isn't that a compliment? See you, cocksucker. Hope you cocksucked today. That's what my mind went to.
So that's drag queen Johnny Reinhart on the dance floor to disgrace Republican Congressman Aaron Schock at a L.A. circuit party, Ostbahnhof.
Aaron Schock is a cocksucker. This is true.
By Ostbahnhof puts queer people, people of color, trans non-binary people, underprivileged people, disabled people, and our trusted family and friends first.
Yeah, Aaron don't belong there.
So she saw him dancing on the dance floor, took a picture of him, put it on social media, and said, I told him I hope he sucks a dick tonight. And happy Halloween. Mm. I feel like I want to wish that to everybody.
There. Yeah, suck a dick tonight and happy Halloween.
I mean, I don't really want to suck nobody's dick.
It's just like a baby pacifier for adults.
I don't want to suck nobody's dick.
You don't like sucking dick?
No. I had a hookup like 2 weeks ago, and after it was done, we were laying there, and he's like, why'd you eat my ass but you didn't suck my dick? And I said, I'm fucking gay. Like, it was just my fucking impulse, but like, I don't know. I think that's too gay for me. Mm.
I don't really know, and I kind of like not knowing if I'm gay. I feel like I do refer to myself sometimes as gay, which would make it a lot easier for people to understand. I feel like saying that I'm gay dishonors women that I've been in love with.
I don't know his name, but I want to hit him.
It's the guy who doesn't know how to cook, who is the cooking guy on Queer Eye. Yeah.
So where was all this fluidity? Where was all this fluidity back before he was on a show called Queer Eye? Where was all this all encompassing I eat pussy too back before he was making his money sucking dick? I hate everybody.
I'll just lay it out on the line. It's like Queer for the Straight Guy feels like it's a ripoff of a lot of YouTube videos, including Cooking with Drag Queens.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, and part of it is like they're just, you know, it's not. If I grew up and I came of age on the original Queer Eye, you know, which had
Fausto cried in the original Queer Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I thought I'd never see like gay people on television presented like this.
Yeah. And part of it is
me neither, but I'm crying for different reasons.
Like, I feel like Ted Allen, who, you know, he's a Food Network celebrity now.
Yeah.
He is a Chicago legend and somebody who really knowledgeable, knows to talk about food, and is an amazing chef in his own right. And, you know, I don't know why they cast this guy. You know, most of his segments are like, you want guacamole, you can buy pre-made guacamole in the grocery store. And I'm like, that's shopping expert, not cooking expert. Mm. Just saying.
But well, like, and I also think that too,
he doesn't even consider himself queer.
Well, he says he, you know, he says gay or bi or.
He reminds me of that one guy I dated in high school who's like, I'm bi. I'm like, you have sucked 40 dicks and gone on 2 dates with women. Show me where you're bi.
Show me
a day on your calendar when you're fucking bi and we can discuss it.
Well, I think also too, for celebrities, they like to do that because they want to have the idea that like anybody could be with me. I could be with a woman or I could be with a man.
That is some 1951 Rock Hudson bullshit, and I don't buy it. That is some Rock Hudson, Doris Day, Cary Grant bullshit. Mm. That's not real.
Okay, and this is the last one. I'm old and boring. I only have abs like 2 weeks a year. Really?
That would be Rob Faggotson.
Rob Pattinson.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm.
So he's not worried about getting more famous with Batman in a new interview. He says, people don't really mess with me in the same way now that I'm older. When I was young, the paparazzi would devour me. I'd be leaving a place and people would be screaming. But I can imagine going back to that. Do people really care about me anymore? The gossip magazines have just gone away and everybody puts their stuff on Instagram. I'm old and boring. I only have abs like 2 weeks a year, really.
That's such an asshole statement, but like I totally relate to it.
I'm jealous that I don't get to make that statement. Mm.
That you only have abs 2 weeks a year?
I don't have abs any day of the year.
Just one ab.
The donut.
Big.
Circular.
Mm. I'm thick.
with three C's.
Voluptuous, honey. I'm like Lizzo, but without the melanin.
I wouldn't say we're there.
And estrogen.
Okay, now we're talking. I really don't. I understand it from the perspective of when he says he's like old. He says he's old in the same way I say I'm old, in that I write my act longhand and I like put paper clips and shit. Like, he's old in the sense that he's out of touch. He doesn't have Instagram. He doesn't like party. He doesn't do coke like he did when he was 20. Mm-hmm.
So, like, and how old is Robert Pattinson, like, now? Maybe 35?
34, which is still, I don't know, that's marriageable age in my country.
Well, you know, I want to wish everybody a great Halloween. We want to
dress up as Robert Pattinson, but like not Twilight Robert Pattinson, but just like disinterested, bored Robert Pattinson.
Basically,
he's 33. Every
day. Yeah, just put on a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Before we wrap this up, Jared Leto, it was revealed this week that Jared Leto tried to shut down the new Joker movie because he was mad that they didn't cast him in it.
When is he going to come out of the closet?
As
David Cassidy. Don't you love that hair? That 1978 Greg Allman hair that he won't cut.
Jared Leto rubs me the wrong way. He's like the Tulsi Gabbard of Hollywood.
I feel like he's pretending to be crazy rather than actually be crazy. So that's why it rubs everyone the wrong way.
They say he's got a monster cock.
Of course. Of course. Most crazy people do. That's why there's more of them. They genetically produce.
Has a monster cock too.
Her uterus. Oh. You have no idea.
She's messy. She's really messy. She got
who?
Jared Leto was furious that of the new Joker movie being made, and he called his music manager, record label with Warner
Brothers. He sings?
Yeah, he has a band.
Yeah, he's got a band.
That's wild.
It's some bullshit name of the band, like Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind or some
the Butthole name. Surfers, whatever.
Something like that. And he got his record label, Warner Brothers, who has a division of making the film that the Joker movie was being made, to try to shut it down because he couldn't stand the idea of anybody else playing the Joker after him.
What a pussy.
Have you seen the new Joker movie?
No, I can't.
And what's really ticking him off
as a comedian
is that he felt that he was going to get his own Joker film so he could get an Oscar for it. And Joaquin Phoenix is being, you know, there's a lot of Oscar buzz around his portrayal in this Joker movie. And they're just like saying, man, not you, baby.
Next. I think if he like stopped bringing like dead pigs to set and shit, maybe he'd have a friend who'd vote for him.
He brought a dead pig to his set?
Yeah.
He was fucking with his co-stars.
Yeah, when he was the Joker for that movie, he was like, oh, what would the Joker actually do? He was like being fake method or whatever. Like, okay, yeah, you want to bring a fake pig to set when you're the Joker, but when you're in Dallas Buyers Club, are you going to go actually get AIDS? No. Pussy. Fucking pussy. I'm so tired of all these half-ass motherfuckers.
You won this week.
I try. I really try.
Matt Brown can be found on Instagram, Facebook, and many comedy clubs in the Midwest.
Oh, yes. I'm actually going to be in Holt, Michigan this weekend. Because, you know, we got to go to the woods and talk to the children there, too. We got to go and do everything.
Holt, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. We're going
up. Where the hell is that?
Deep somewhere. I'm not driving. I don't know. I just get in the car. I'm like JonBenet Ramsey. Take me wherever you want. I'm going to be in Holt, Michigan. And then actually I'm going to be headlining Tuxedo Cat like November 9th. It's a Thursday night. It'll be on my Instagram. I'll be doing 20 minutes in a bar. You guys will love me.
Matt Brown comic. Feast of Fun is made possible because of generous support of fierce, fabulous people like you. It's gonna be good this year. So don't miss
for subscribing, children.
Any podcast. You can subscribe to Feast of Fun wherever fine podcasts are found. Just search for the word gay or Feast of Fun and our faces pop up.
There you
don't
go.
Let that scare you. Hit the subscribe button. Smash that like button, as they say on YouTube.
Smash it.
This week, Cooking with Drag Queens is on YouTube.
Yay!
With Monica Beverly Hills and Jade Sotomayor. You'll be the first to see it if you just subscribe to YouTube and ring the bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
And all your fans know how much I love Jade.
Do you?
Jade? I feel like every time you bring up Jade, I talk about like how I've had the hots for her since like season one or two.
She's going to be here in the home studio this week.
Sitting in that same chair. You're right there. Do you want to leave her a little love note?
If I could leave my face in the chair and then we could just do one of those.
The thing about Jade is that even though she's this amazing, successful drag queen, she also double bills herself as a male dancer for the same show. Mm-hmm. So she goes backstage, washes it off, and then comes back out in her underwear and no one's the wiser. Mm. And she's still doing this.
It's amazing. Yeah. Multi-talented queen.
Girl, you know, get twice the gigs on the same event.
Exactly.
She's like Laverne and Shirley when they're like pretending to date somebody else mm-hmm. in another room and they're sort of going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just really like the idea of like the whole, like the tucking turning into a dance belt, turning into a thong. Like, I love how it's a Krav-matic adjustable performance. Like, I'm really into that.
I want to remind folks, we can't do this podcast without your support. So if you're not a Plus member yet, sign up today at feastoffun.com/plus, because your contribution to the show is what makes this show happen. We wouldn't be able to talk to fine people like comic Matt Brown. That's Miss Brown to all of you.
Yes. Respect.
If it worked for you.
Respect, darlings. Mm-hmm. Miss Brown, if you're nasty.
Yes.
And you're pretty nasty.
Pretty nasty. Two fingers, at least.
Did you do your Madonna bit? Did you already say your Madonna joke?
Oh, yeah, but how she's fucking crazy because of those kids. Yeah. Portugal. She just ran away in the middle of the night with every black baby she could find. Like, she needs some help. That's the other Underground Railroad. Like, all the way to freedom.
Choo-choo to Madonna's house. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.